99 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is joining President Obama today in Hawaii to honor those who died in the 1941 Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. But the Prime Minister does not plan to offer an apology.
We expect Prime Minister Abe's remarks to echo, in some ways, the message that President Obama delivered in Hiroshima. Before coming here, Prime Minister Abe said that this visit will be a visit to soothe the souls of the victims. We should never repeat the ravages of war.
Correspondent Athena Jones. The Secretary of State's preparing to deliver a speech later this week on the Obama administration's vision for Middle East peace. But the plan is causing more tension between the U.S. and Israel.
It is a very tense atmosphere very soon when Secretary of State John Kerry, as early as this week, is going to deliver a major speech laying out the Obama administration's vision for how they see the conflict being resolved, where things stand as they prepare to leave office without having made much progress towards peace.
Correspondent Elise Labatt. Five teenagers were arrested yesterday after fights broke out at a mall in Aurora, Colorado.
No, we had 500 people that were in that vicinity, but we had multiple fights that were going on. So at this point, it's hard to say exactly how many people were actually fighting until we actually, look into the videos and interview people that were involved.
The fights ultimately led to the evacuation of the entire mall, and fights also broke out at other shopping malls around the country on the day after Christmas, sending post-holiday shoppers scrambling for the exits. D.C. police now say a man who was shot and killed by an officer on Christmas morning had actually just stabbed a woman. 29-year-old Gerald Hall was shot by an officer after refusing orders to drop the knife he was wielding. It has not been the easiest year for Metro, as General Manager Paul Wiedefeld has tried to stop the system's free fall and start moving in the right direction again.
A rude awakening in mid-March.
When I say safety is our highest priority, I mean it.
Boy, is this going to be a nightmare, shutting down the entire system for a 29-hour period.
To inspect jumper cables, Metro got a chewing out from the NTSB and board member Bob Sumwalt 2 months later when they released their L'Enfant smoke incident report.
Whatever could go wrong that afternoon did go wrong.
Finally, SafeTrack got underway in June.
We're trying to do 3 years of work in 12 months.
Getting a year of single tracking enclosures.
Costing more money. I think it's insane.
No, actually, I'm glad they're finally taking this seriously.
A derailment outside East Falls Church turned into a criminal investigation. 6 people were fired. Board members fought over new operating hours through most of the fall. The long-term issues, though, still remain, namely finding a dedicated funding source. A Crusade board chair, Jack Evans, has been on for decades.
I hope this is a wake-up call for the entire region.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The week between Christmas and New Year's is typically the busiest week of the year for donation of household goods to Goodwill. And this year, Goodwill is launching a new program to help you make donations even easier. Spokesman Brendan Hurley says all you have to do is go to their website, print out a shipping label, stick it on a box of donated clothes or shoes, and let the Postal Service do the rest.
We think that this will be a very appealing option for urban dwellers, rural dwellers that don't live close to a Goodwill donation center, or people that simply don't have their own transportation. Now they can make donations to Goodwill without even having to leave their home.
The service has been dubbed the Goodwill Pack and Ship Donation Service. A state lawmaker from Arlington is going to propose a bill in the upcoming Virginia General Assembly session to make life easier for people who have been released from prison after being wrongly convicted. Democratic Delegate Richard Sullivan has drafted a bill that will speed up the process for those who have been exonerated to get compensation from the state. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,934. The Nasdaq at 54.63. Sports, the Cowboys beat the Lions on Monday Night Football. That's actually good news for the Redskins' playoff hopes. At the Quick Lane Bowl, Maryland loses to Boston College. NBA, the Wizards win, and the Caps take on the Islanders tonight. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. In breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
Hi, I'm Dr. Aprelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Missing or damaged teeth can cause more than embarrassment. It could lead to diseases that could negatively impact your life. At the Cascade Center, we excel at full mouth implants that can completely restore your smile, your oral health, and even help you look younger. Many practices send you to several locations over several visits using outside labs, not at Cascades. We're a full-service dental practice. In most cases, your full mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth can be done in one day in one location, saving you time, discomfort, and money. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Visit our website and see what our longtime patients have to say. See their success stories. We would love to become a part of yours.
Prolific experience and a legendary afterplan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Dr. Ruparelia and Cascades Dental the right choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Get ready for the new year at Riccardi Clothier in Georgetown or at RiccardiClothier.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Bill, it is a slow go, bumper to bumper on 395 northbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge. About 41, 42 minutes your travel time. 95 southbound from Route 32 down to the Beltway. It's a 16-minute trip. Not too bad. Capitol Heights, Hill Road, approaching Central Avenue. Police are on the scene of a crash there. In the district, M Street Northwest, still closed between 22nd and 23rd by ongoing police activity. Been like this all morning long. And keep in mind, because of the high wind, there is a wind advisory in effect at the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Drive carefully. Mass Transit on or near schedule. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Unseasonably mild weather continuing. A few showers, a few thunderstorms this morning with an approaching cold front. That front goes east, and once we start seeing the sun come out, we know it's through. But still up to about 65 degrees today with gusty winds. Some clouds tonight, a little cooler, 39. Suburbs cooler. Sunny tomorrow, 47. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Gainesville, 55 in Germantown, 56 degrees in Washington. A baby was on the nation's liver transplant list for just 40 minutes before his life was saved. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It is 8:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, got to check in with Noah Pollack at the Weekly Standard. An outrageous vote at the UN. Israel says it was engineered by the Obama administration. A real betrayal, if that's true. We'll talk to Noah Pollack about what happened and what can be done to reverse that threat to Israel's existence. Engineered by the UN. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Jesse Jane Duff.
That's me.
Marine Corps Gunnery Sergeant sitting in for Brian Wilson. About time I saw some discipline coming out of that.
Yes, the Marines are here. We have landed.
Well, the Redskins got some good news this week. And first, of course, the big win over the Bears on Saturday. And then last night, a big win by the Cowboys. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It helps the Redskins in a big way to explain all of this. Trevor Maddich, our Redskins analyst. Hey, Trevor.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas to you. So let's start with the great win over the Bears. What did you see from the Redskins in this game? I mean, listen, the Bears have had a terrible season, but the Redskins really stepped up when they needed to, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. The offense really let them down against Carolina, and they came back with more precision, better deep passing, and a better running game. Now, the Bears aren't very good, but the Bears are playing tough. I mean, the week before, they played Green Bay, who's in the thick of a playoff hunt, down to the final minute.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing. The second thing was on defense. They gave up a lot of yards, but they got those five interceptions. And that's something the Redskins have lacked. Part of the reason they got those interceptions was pass rush. That improved. So pressure on the quarterback led to some picks. And so everything started to work well for the Redskins in a way that it hasn't for a while.
And given that, is there momentum now going into this big game against the Giants? I mean, listen, I still want to talk about the Chicago game, but you can't not talk about this Giants game coming up. Is there momentum?
Right. There's not momentum so much as, I think, a sigh of relief that it's fixed. It's like your car is not running well, and it's missing on a cylinder, and you're not sure why. And then right before the big trip across the mountains, all of a sudden, it starts working again.
Yeah.
And that's really more of a relief than it is really momentum.
Hey, this is Jesse. I'm just concerned it's a home game. They just have not had any luck in that home field. When's the last time they won it at home?
You know, I think it's been a little while, Jesse, and that's a good point because for years, FedEx Field has not been
a good luck charm?
Right. It's not been that horrible place to play. I mean, people, when they go to Dallas anymore, it's like, uh-oh, not going to win at Dallas. And it's just a tough thing. I mean, the last time they won at home was in November 20th against Green Bay. But the big one that they lost at home was the last home game, Carolina. That's the big problem, because right now the Redskins would be in such better position if they just wouldn't have laid a gigantic egg on offense and lost that home game against Carolina.
Well, and objectively speaking, the Giants on paper are a better game than the team than the Carolina Panthers. But I wonder psychologically, how do things work for the Giants? Their cake is baked, right? They're not going anywhere. They're not going to win the division. They're in the playoffs. They're a wild card team. Whether they win or lose, it doesn't matter. So, number one, how does that affect them in terms of their motivation to really go all out? But secondly, coaching decisions. You're not going to keep all your starters in, are you?
Well, they might not. And that could be a really good thing for the Redskins, of course. Now, the Giants have 10 wins right now. They're the first wild card. The second and final wild card will have no more than 9 wins. And so they already are cemented into the fifth seed. And so they may well rest some starters, especially if Preston Smith and that pass rush of the Redskins can start to bang Eli Manning around. I mean, the best way for the Redskins to have that come to fruition is to be a threat to the health of their quarterback. So if they can get to Manning early and often and hit him, then I'm sure the Giants will start to think, hey, it's not necessary to expose him in this game.
Trevor, knowing the New York sports media, like you and I both know it, you played for the Jets, you know how they can be. I bet they're already writing articles saying, why even start Eli Manning? Why risk it in a meaningless game?
They probably are.
You're
totally right about that. The thing about the NFL at this point of the season is that everybody is hammered. Everybody is completely beat up.
Yep.
And if you're able to rest some of your starters, even if that means you don't win the game, that sort of is a halfway bye week to get rested up. And you don't want to miss that opportunity out of just pride.
Yeah. We've got quarterbacks with legs broken this last weekend. You know, Oakland is one of them that was looking at a playoff seed also. What do you think the odds are of there being a tie? I mean, that is our biggest worry coming up between Green Bay and the Lions. I mean, they've only had, since this tiebreaker ties have started, we've only had only two seasons where there have been two. Do you think we're going to hit a third tie possibly?
You know, I don't think so. The reason I don't think so is that both offenses are so good. I think there'll be a lot of points on the board. Typically, when there's a tie, it's because the score is held low and there aren't that many opportunities for there to be a differentiation there. And both those offenses can get it done.
You're talking about Green Bay and Lions. And just for those of you who don't know, this is important. So the Redskins, if they win, they're in the playoffs right now, except for one scenario.
Right.
Green Bay and Detroit will play also in the final season. They're also determining who wins the NFC North. And if for some reason it ends up a tie, they're both in, right, Trevor?
Yep, that's right, and the Redskins are out. And it would be on the strength of the tie or the failure of the tie against Cincinnati that would make that happen.
Right.
So the Redskins will be burned twice by a tie, their own, and then the one that could happen in that Lions-Packers game.
Let's reflect, though, a little bit here as we enter this last game of the season. And it's great that the Redskins have their own destiny in their hands. And if they win, they are in the playoffs. Compared to last season, where they sort of, yes, they won the division, but the NFC East was pretty awful. They actually had a losing record, if I remember right. They were one game under, were they one game under 500, or were they right at 500?
They were thereabouts, because they lost the playoff game.
Right. So you know, they limped into the playoffs even though they won the division. This year, they're going to have a winning record. And look at the NFC East. If they do get into the playoffs, that means, you know, going from last year, where everybody was lousy, three teams will come in. What a shift in fortunes this year.
When's the last time we've had three teams of the NFC East in the playoffs?
Yeah, it's been a long time. But see, the NFC East has been the best division in football all season long. I mean, because the Cowboys have been lights out. Typically, the Giants at 10-5 right now would be the division winner.
Yep.
But for the Cowboys, that are one of the best teams in the NFL right now, along with the Patriots. So that's what opens the door, is teams at the top have gotten way above everybody else.
Mm.
So the Redskins beat the Giants. It was a big win for them very early in the season in New York. That sort of righted the wrong of the rough start and got them going. How different is this Giants team from back in September? And for that matter, how different is this Redskins team?
Well, I think the Redskins team is a lot different just because they know who they are. Kirk Cousins has got a really good established thing where he is faithful, relentlessly faithful to his reads. And the offense, therefore, is very predictable. The Giants have gotten better because their defense has gotten better. They have a lot of new guys on that defense. And in this matchup, you know, it's going to be interesting for the Redskins defense because they've got so many injuries there. So there's a lot to think about this week as we head into that Giants game.
Yeah, and listen, Trevor, we usually spend our day after the game talking about what just happened, but all eyes are on this game
the
coming
future.
Up. It's like the playoffs have already begun. Yeah. So between now and Friday when we talk to you again, we're going to have even a clearer idea of what's going to happen with our opponent, and I can't wait to talk to you then on this big game coming up on New Year's Eve. It is on Sunday. That's right. All the college games are going to be on the Monday. So on New Year's Day, what an exciting way to finish the season for the Redskins. Thanks, Trevor Maddich. Always good to talk to you, sir.
Great. Thanks, Larry. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Like I said, we'll check in with Trevor on Friday to get his final analysis of this game. And believe me, between today and Friday, a whole lot's going to become
this
clearer
is exciting
about how the Giants
because
take this game.
Yeah, it's really one of these times where, I mean, we as Redskins fans have been so disappointed repeatedly for so long.
Well, recently.
The last few years have been a struggle, and now to see us have a chance again is just really exhilarating.
Growing up in Detroit, I have no tolerance for Redskins fans to talk about how hard it's been for them. You've got three rings, okay, guys? You still have some pretty good legacy to look at. It is 8:15. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. You have three rings, too, don't you, Art?
Yes, and I also have a Carson Wentz jersey.
Oh, wow.
How about that? You like that, all right? M Street Northwest, Larry, between 22nd and 23rd, still closed by ongoing police activity. Also, 14th Street and Parkwood Place, accident investigation underway. All lanes are blocked, so please use 13th Street or 16th Street, Newton Street or Spring Road. 395 northbound, it is just bumper to bumper from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge. It's a 41-minute travel time. 95 southbound past Powder Mill Road, there's a crash. It's been moved to the shoulder, however, but still slow. And 295 southbound at the Suitland Parkway, a crash moved to the shoulder with police on the scene. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered thunderstorms this morning, then partly cloudy skies this afternoon. High near 65 degrees. We're looking at about a 60% chance of rain today, mostly isolated in the morning. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low 39, and then tomorrow, sunny skies, high of 47. Right now, it's 57, and it's 8:17. On WMAL. So Prince George's County School District has issued a warning for teachers and for parents going into this season. We got like three different things playing here, Mike, so let's bring the music down, could you? You get a bunch of, there we go. And it's, you know, school's going to come back into session sometime in the next 2 weeks. I think with Prince George's County, it's going to be the week after New Year's. Mm-hmm. And so they're using this time as we head into the inauguration to send out a warning to parents and to teachers in Prince George's County. Now, you know, Prince George's County is, you know, there's some tough neighborhoods there, right? And in various parts of Prince George's County, some mm-hmm. of them are a little more urban than others. There's some very mm-hmm. nice parts of Prince George's County. And so when you think about the school sending out a warning there in this this time before the kids go back to school, you'd think that there are a lot of things that you could be warning the kids about. You know, we just saw all of these these weird little mini riots that are going on in malls over the holiday weekend,
mostly
inspired by teenagers. It looks like they're using social media to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We saw all the shootings in Chicago over the holiday weekend. There's some very legitimate life and death issues facing high school kids in some mm-hmm. of these areas. So what would you warn kids about?
This time of year, you've got to recognize that you've got kids with new shoes on, new products on.
That's
you
right.
want to make sure that they're aware of their surroundings to ensure that they're not mugged or robbed.
The new phone thing you got, all that stuff.
And showing off in front of your friends. You know, and then you've got the gang activity. You've got to keep your kids involved in activities.
Instead, the Prince George's County School Chief is warning you about the president-elect Donald Trump and his administration.
Which is such a prejudicial, you know, you're starting off with such a prejudicial statement because, first of all, one thing that one of the articles we're reading, it from the Washington Post, of course, says against immigrants. Excuse me? Immigrants are not the problem. Yes. It's illegal activity from illegal immigrants. That I'm just appalled again with the bias of the reporting in itself and the principal trying to inflate fears. He's trying to stoke the fires. Oh, dear. This is a problem.
Schools Chief Kevin Maxwell wrote that Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers have been increasingly aggressive in their arrests of those facing deportation. Those facing deportation would be people who are here illegally, those who have broken the law. And by the way, the only people who are being arrested and facing deportation under the Obama administration or the current administration are people who are felons, people who are all, have then turned to a life of crime while living here. And they're not the Obama administration and ICE are not going after people who are just minding their own business who happen to be here illegally. I mean, many people think they should, but that's certainly not the top priority.
And they're not going onto campuses terrorizing the kids. I mean, they understand that, the parents are the ones that are responsible, and those are the ones that they have to deal with.
So he gave principals and staff advice about talking to worried families and highlighted details about federal policy. And I'm quoting the letter now. The most important action you and your staff can take is to reiterate that Prince George's County Public Schools will continue to be safe places where students and families will be welcome without fear
sanctuary
of harm.
Schools.
I don't think he can do that. I don't think he can say, you know, put up a, was he going to build a wall around Prince George's County schools and say, no, immigration enforcement officials can't come in here?
This is exactly what's going to cause a lot of the federal funding to get stopped where people are harboring illegals in the first place. I mean, you know, what I don't appreciate out of this is that he's stoking fears. He's trying to reinvigorate this mindset that even Donald Trump himself has indicated that he is not aggressively going after any of the people that are behaving the law.
Apparently, this all comes from a report from the Maryland Office of the Public Defender, which cited, quoting now from the Washington Post article, a more aggressive approach by ICE in making arrests in and near courtrooms in Montgomery and Prince George's counties in recent months. The arrests in a handful of cases have come while defendants were at court on criminal matters unrelated to their immigration status. And so think about this for a minute. You're the head of schools in Prince George's County, and you read that around Prince George's County courthouses, ICE officials have been going after people facing criminal prosecution for things unrelated to immigration. And your first instinct is, we've got to warn the students about this. We have to warn the teachers and parents so that they don't get upset.
And it's misinformed because several immigrant rights advocates have pointed out the Obama administration was aggressively removing people from the country, deporting at least 2.7 million immigrants as of last year. I'd like
that's
to again say illegal, though. Illegal.
Well, they're illegal immigrants, number one. And number two, that's a lie. They're not being deported. They're being turned away at the border, which is completely different. Seriously, the wall can't be built soon enough.
Exactly.
It's 8:22 on WMAL.
You know, back when you bought your current home, chances are it was the biggest purchase you had ever made. And now that you've made the decision to sell, take my advice and call Frank Prindle & Associates for RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank Prindle is committed to protecting your investment and getting you top dollar for your home. You see, any local agent can hold an open house. But Frank already has the buyers lined up, and his aggressive marketing system gets homes sold faster and for an average of 8% more than other local agents. Greg was retiring and needed to sell his $1 million home in Old Town Alexandria. Frank marketed to his list of qualified buyers, and it sold within 3 weeks for full asking price. There's no risk to working with Frank. You agree upon a price and a deadline. If the deadline passes, Frank will buy your home guaranteed. So call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Or online at itrustfrank.com.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Averitt Express, a leading transportation provider since 1971, is proud to be a part of the Hagerstown community. Averitt is hiring CDLA experienced drivers, trainees, and driving school grads for our regional driving positions. There's also a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Give Averitt a call at 888-249-2024. That's 888-249-2024. Or visit www.averittcareers.com and be a part of our growing team in Hagerstown. Averitt is an equal opportunity employer.
It's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, thank you. Still, after all morning long, M Street Northwest is still closed by police between 22nd and 23rd. 395 northbound, very slow from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge. Now it's up to a 41-minute commute. Capitol Heights, Hill Road, approaching Central Avenue. Watch out. Police are on the scene of an accident. 95 southbound past Powder Mill Road. There's a crash, moved to the shoulder. And 95 southbound from Route 32 to the Capitol Beltway. It is a 16-minute commute. This traffic report brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. MedStar Washington Hospital Center now providing in-depth health and medical information on the go with insights from physicians and specialists about topics relevant to you. Learn more at MedStarWashington.org/podcast. Now, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Some damp weather here on this Tuesday. If you are heading on back to work, maybe you had the day off yesterday for the holiday. Now some scattered showers and thunderstorms greet us this morning, but some sunshine and drier weather this afternoon. Some gusty winds, 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
57 degrees right now at 826. Jesse Jane Duff right there, sitting in for Brian Wilson.
Yes,
Larry O'Connor right here. And we continue to be amazed here at how the Democrats don't quite see any need to change or any problem with their direction. You know, that whole election that they just lost and all the other elections they've lost in the Senate and the House and across the country. Oh, it's just, you know, it's fake news. It's Russia. It's all these
everything
things.
But reality.
Well, speaking of not dealing with reality, wait till you hear Maxine Waters, Congresswoman from Los Angeles. She was on MSNBC, and she took all of this delusion one step further. She has isolated what the problem is for Democrats, Jesse Jane, especially in this town in Washington. You know, when you think of Democrats in Washington, D.C., you can come up with a whole lot of adjectives, but nice?
Oh, yeah, they've just been too nice.
Listen.
That has been a problem in my party, that when we're in power, we're nice. We bend over backwards to work with people.
there's a lot of bending over
really?
That goes on.
Like with Obamacare?
Here's a little more.
I don't trust him. I don't believe him. I have no intentions of sitting down with him. I'm going to fight him every inch of the way, and I'm going to help show the American people that they, too, cannot trust him.
Now, you'll hear Democrats in the media say, well, you know, Mitch McConnell said that his number one priority was to make sure that Obama didn't win re-election. Just so you know, he said that in early 2010, mm-hmm. which was a good year and a half after he had won the election in 2008. She's saying this a month before Trump gets inaugurated.
Hasn't even gotten in office. Hasn't done anything for her to object to yet, but she's already determined. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy with these folks. They're not trying to ever be bipartisan. That is not the agenda. Their whole goal is to try to diminish this man so that in the next election, they can all get back into their sweet little spots in Congress and Senate.
That has been a problem in my party, that when we're in power, we're nice.
It's 8:28.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single pain-free visit.
Don't forget about this year's unused flex spending dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 866-487-9600 or visit smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-797-5868. 800-797-5868. That's 800-797-5868.
Coming up, what to do about the UN, Israel, the Obama administration. We'll ask Noah Pollack of the Weekly Standard.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. For the past few days, President-elect Donald Trump has largely stayed out of the public eye while enjoying the holidays in Florida, but then a flurry of tweets yesterday.
The president-elect going after President Obama after Obama speculated he would have won a third term if it was possible, using his message of hope and inclusion.
I'm confident that if I had run again and articulated it, I think I could have mobilized a majority of the American people to rally behind it.
Trump tweeting, Obama said he thinks he would have won against me. He should say that, but I say no way. Then boasting, the world was gloomy before I won. There was no hope. Now the market is up nearly 10% and Christmas spending is over $1 trillion.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. Things remain tense between Israel and the U.S. over that U.N. resolution condemning Israeli settlement building. Benjamin Netanyahu thinks the U.S. was behind it.
He says that Obama was behind the U.N. Security Council resolution, drafting it, writing it, and pushing it. Here is his spokesman, David Keyes.
We have ironclad information from sources in the Arab world and internationally, and we're going to share that information with the incoming administration through the proper channels, and if the new administration chooses to share that information, that's their prerogative.
Correspondent Oren Lieberman reporting. Russia's defense ministry says the flight recorder recovered from a Black Sea plane crash site has now been flown to Moscow for immediate examination. Investigators could retrieve data as early as today. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,934, the NASDAQ at 54.63. Sports, the Cowboys get the win on Monday Night Football. College football, Maryland loses to Boston College in the Quick Lane Bowl. NBA, the Wizards beat Milwaukee. NHL, the Caps take on the Islanders on the road tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Things change, and that's a good thing. The kids head off to college and to the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again. And that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the mutual fund store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now at Financial Engines, you still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more tools, including more powerful research, to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss, and, well, it's time. time for me to get on a plan. This is going to be the last year that losing weight will be one of my New Year's resolutions. I joined EMP 180 Weight Loss. I did my research. I vetted them. I sat down with them. I talked. They talked. I listened. They listened. EMP 180 Weight Loss doesn't care about how much you weigh. It's about your body composition, getting you to your ideal weight and then keeping you there. EMP is not a workout program. It's a structured nutritional program. Because nutrition is the key. What you put in your mouth determines it all. And most of us have had bad habits that over time are hurting us. I'm starting my New Year's change right now. If you have weight to lose, I'm urging you to do what I'm doing. Turn it over to the professionals. Call EMP 180 Weight Loss. Get it on your calendar and start the biggest change of your life today. EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 703-992-0620 and schedule your consultation today.
Do the Google search results for you or your business make you angry? Unfavorable comments, negative reviews, embarrassing pictures, and harmful articles on the internet are worse than irritating. They can really damage your life and your livelihood. Why? People treat online search results as facts, even if they're not true. Fortunately, you can get real relief from negative search results with ReputationDefender.com. Reputation Defender combats harmful search content using our patented system that makes the best things jump out when people Google you. Trust your personal and professional reputation to the experts with over 10 years' experience getting results. Visit ReputationDefender.com to get a free, no-obligation expert consultation and Reputation Defender's free online monitoring service, which gives you a detailed picture of how you look online. To get started for free or to learn more, visit Reputation Defender on the web at ReputationDefender.com.
Don't get caught in the cold. Stop by Jiffy Lube to check your vehicle's radiator, windshield wipers, and lights. Plus, with a Jiffy Lube Signature Service oil change, they'll check your vital fluids, tire pressure, and vacuum, all without an appointment.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, thank you. Finally, M Street Northwest has been reopened between 22nd and 23rd. It was closed all morning long by ongoing police activity. 14th Street West at Parkwood Place. The accident investigation from an earlier crash continues. All lanes are blocked by police. The fire department there as well. You can use 13th Street, 16th Street, Newton Street, or Spring Road as an alternate. Capitol Heights, an accident. Hill Road approaching Central Avenue. And in Upper Marlboro, Brown Station Road at Coronella Court, an accident with police and a tow truck on the scene. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pushing now, some wet weather through this morning. Scattered showers and thunderstorms coming in, and then this afternoon, some sun becoming partly cloudy. Windy, some of the winds could gust 30, maybe 40 miles an hour, and very mild, 65. Tonight down to 39, partial clouds outside the Beltway, colder. Sunny tomorrow, 47. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Woodbridge, 56 in Kensington, 56 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:37 on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. I am Larry O'Connor. Jesse chained up, Marine Corps Gunnery Sergeant for 20 years.
That's
in
right.
In the United States Marine Corps, joining us here. Not in uniform. Necessarily. Well, no, what I mean is you're not still in the Marines. You retired from the Marines.
Yes, I did.
You are dressed.
Oh, yes, thank goodness.
You're wearing clothes, but it's just not a uniform.
Yes, that's true.
Joining us right now, Noah Pollack.
There's
nowhere to go with this.
This is going nowhere fast.
Columnist at the Weekly Standard and a expert on Middle East affairs and specifically issues regarding the state of Israel. Thanks for joining us, Noah.
Thanks for having me. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
and happy Hanukkah as well, and happy New Year. Boy, what a horrible Christmas and Hanukkah present it was for the state of Israel. It happened on Friday, this vote at the UN where the U.S. abstained. Yeah, can you take us back a little bit? Because I think a lot of people were in the holidays. They weren't paying attention, which I think was part of the design here. Last I heard, Egypt had withdrawn their petition for this proposal before the Security Council. What happened?
The thing about Security Council votes is that you can get any number of other states. There's 14, there's permanent members of the Security Council, and many of your rotating members, and any of these members can sponsor a resolution. And so the resolution ended up being sponsored by four other countries, including such great moral heavyweights as Venezuela, Singapore, et cetera. And they sponsored this resolution. The Obama administration was lobbying these countries behind the scenes to do so. And the resolution passed easily because the UN is sort of a star chamber for Israel, and any anti-Israel resolutions there will automatically be passed. And so the Obama administration decided to join in the bullying. And this resolution was passed easily with the United States abstaining, which is the same as a yes vote.
And what's so bad about this resolution?
It's just so crazy because what it does is defines all land over the 1949 armistice line, which is the line where it's not a border, it's the line where the end of the war that the Arabs started when Israel declared statehood, the guns fell silent and you had an armistice agreement that's not a permanent border. And it declares all land over that line to be Palestinian territory that is being illegally occupied by Israel. This land includes the Western Wall. It includes half of this city of Jerusalem. It includes the Jewish quarter of the old city of Jerusalem.
Insane.
So this is it's offensive, actually, to declare, you know, the Western Wall, which is really at this point the de facto holiest site in Judaism, to be illegally occupied Palestinian territory. It also is a total contradiction to what Obama has been claiming for 8 years to be his true beliefs about how to achieve peace and about his support for the peace process, that he supports negotiations, that he supports the two parties negotiating. He supports no such thing. He supports bullying Israel and pressuring Israel because he's never actually pressured the Palestinians to negotiate. And here he is going to the UN and doing an end run around what he had been claiming to be for 8 years to be his actual beliefs about the need for negotiations.
Hey, David Keyes, he's a spokesman for the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He told CNN that the Israelis have ironclad information that the Obama administration really helped this resolution and helped craft it. And these were from sources internationally that they have in the Arab world. What is your take on that, and what do you think the contact or the connection with Joe Biden is? Who do you think this is coming from?
I think that information is pretty obvious, and I've seen people speculating on Twitter that there's, you know, signal intercepts and intelligence collection and all this stuff. I mean, that's not what's going on here. This is simply you had 14 countries on the Security Council. Each of those countries has a UN mission, has a foreign ministry, has a president's office or a prime minister's office, all of whom has many people who are looped into what's going on. You have hundreds of people who knew that the Obama administration was lobbying the Security Council to pass this resolution. Obviously, Israeli diplomats and government officials have friends in these countries.
Mm-hmm.
And they simply told the Israelis, by the way, you know, the Obama administration is lobbying us to support this resolution. That's all that happened. It was like someone, you know, two guys ran into each other in the hallway.
Is it true, Noah Pollack, that this basically is identical to previous resolutions that the United States, even under President Barack Obama, have rejected, voted no on? So, and if that's true, what is their rationale about this new policy of an abstention, which, as you said, is the same as voting yes because it allows the resolution to get passed?
It has been a longstanding U.S. practice. The last time this was really violated was in the Carter administration, to veto grossly unfair U.N. Security Council resolutions against Israel, which pop up every few years. You know, there's a country will sponsor them and they'll gain some momentum, and the United States smacks them down because the UN Security Council is not the place to be conducting diplomacy with Israel. It's a grossly unfair and biased body that's dominated by Islamic State.
Mm-hmm.
These are all like reasons why America does this. And the Obama administration in this case decided that they would not do that. And so it's interesting to see how the administration kind of messages this, because on the one hand, they'll claim they claim two contradictory things. On the one hand, they claim that this was no big deal and this has happened many times before and it doesn't really matter. And then they also claim, well, this is actually a very big deal because, you know, Israel's behavior is so repugnant that we had to do this. And you see how they're kind of hiding the ball by having this contradictory messaging.
Yeah.
Well, since Egypt has been one of the only countries, the only Arab country to make peace with Israel, and they did decide to withdraw from supporting this, but weren't they behind this resolution initially? How did they get engaged in this when they had been kind of the backbone of peace with Israel in the past?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's tough for a country like Egypt because Egypt has what's known as a cold peace with Israel. They have a peace treaty. The relationship between the two leaders, between Sisi and between Netanyahu, is a very, very good relationship. And the relationship between, you know, the kind of elite levels of the military and security services and intelligence mm-hmm. is very, very good. And there's elaborate cooperation. The problem is just that, you know, the Egyptian public is very anti-Israel. Mm. And so the Egyptian government kind of gets stuck. You know, they on an official level, they have a very good relationship, but then they end up getting, you know, kind of forced through public opinion, essentially, to do these types of things, you know, to say these anti-Israel. And this is a common thing in the Arab world where you'll have leaders who privately will acknowledge that, you know, they have no real problem with Israel, but publicly to kind of placate anti-Israel public opinion, well, they'll say these silly things.
Trump administration had helped pull that in, too, I believe. They had mitigated with probably President
Egypt,
El-Sisi.
But as Noah said at the beginning of our interview, there are sadly many other players. It looks like the cantina scene on Star Wars there at the Security Council, and they found somebody else to propose it. Noah Pollack, Weekly Standard, thanks for joining us. And I want to know what we can do about it, what Trump can do to fix it, and we'll just have to look for your column at the Weekly Standard that I sure will lay that out for us. Thank you, sir. It's 844.
L-O-L.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
W-M-A-L.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Okay, so have you got a flex spending account? Yeah, with your healthcare plan? Good. Don't let that money go to waste. Look at the date here. You've got money. You got to use it up over the next week or you're going to lose it. So I'm urging you right now to schedule a virtual physical or heart scan. The heart scan is offered right now at $199. I bet you have that left in your Flex Health account. This amazing technology can literally save your life or the life of a loved one. The scans can spot small tumors, blockages, and aneurysms long before you feel any symptoms. I've had mine, and I can tell you from my experience, they're quick, they're painless, and affordable. Call them 301-984-9009. Schedule your appointment this week. You know, not a day goes by where the doctors at Virtual Physical don't make a positive difference in someone's life. Call 301-984-9009 because this is the call that could literally save your life. $199 heart scan that can save your life all while using your Flex Spending account. Come on, that's a no-brainer. VirtualPhysical.com. It is 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Hi, Larry, thank you. Northwest DC, 14th Street at Parkwood Place. There's an accident investigation ongoing. It's still blocking all lanes, as it has for a good portion of the morning. Police and the fire department on the scene. So you can use as alternates 13th Street, 16th Street, Newton Street, or Spring Road. Falls Church, Route 7, Leesburg Pike, eastbound after 66. Watch out. There's a crash. Two right lanes are taken out. Police on the scene there. As for the inner loop of the Beltway from 270 Spur to 95, it's a 12-13 minute commute. No problems on the GW Parkway, north or southbound, and 270 in either direction looks pretty good, too. Mass Transit on or near schedule. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pushing now, some wet weather through this morning. Scattered showers and thunderstorms coming in, and then this afternoon, some sun becoming partly cloudy. Windy, some of the winds could gust 30, maybe 40 miles an hour, and very mild, 65. Tonight, down to 39, partial clouds outside the Beltway, colder. Sunday tomorrow, 47. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, we're looking at 57 degrees at 8:47 in the nation's capital. I am Larry O'Connor, and that is Jesse Jane Duff.
Yes, that's me.
For Brian Wilson. And one of the things that we really like to draw attention to here on Mornings on the Mall, Jesse Jane, is the insanity that happens in the hallowed halls of higher education here in our fair country. And our latest story comes out of Philadelphia, Drexel University. From what I'm told, a pretty well-respected university.
Very Drexel much so.
Is. Ain't cheap either to send your kids to Drexel. Think about all those parents writing out that check for, what, $30,000, $40,000 mm-hmm. a year for their mm-hmm. kids to go. And here they've got a professor at Drexel who tweeted out on Christmas Eve at 11 p.m. Uh-huh. I'm going to read his tweet for you. All I want for Christmas is white genocide. Actually, I'm not sure this was Irving Berlin's original draft of White Christmas. I don't.
I didn't think of it that way.
I'm dreaming of a white genocide. Yeah. went viral, as you can well imagine.
It's just so pathetic. You know, it's like, really, this is what you have to say. Why are we paying you?
George Chicharello Maher is his name. He's hyphenated, you know.
Mm.
George Chicharello Maher. By the way, Chicharello is really good when you have balsamic vinegar on the side, and you can dip that.
We'll
and do a little
that.
Olive oil drizzle, a little
we'll
extra virgin olive
He'll
oil.
He'll taste better with olive oil.
He tweeted it out. Drexel has made a statement. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Drexel became aware today of Associate Professor George Chicharello Maher's inflammatory tweet, which was posted on his personal Twitter account on December 24th. While the university recognizes the right of its faculty to freely express their thoughts and opinions in public debate, Professor Chicharello Maher's comments are utterly reprehensible, deeply disturbing, and do not in any way reflect the values of the university. The university is taking the situation very seriously. We contacted Chicharello Maher today to arrange a meeting to discuss this matter in detail. Oh, they're going to have a meeting! Well, that solves everything.
There is, yeah.
What do we think is going to happen with Chicharello Maher on this
one? They put a little Band-Aid on that, you know, sucking chest wound.
Exactly.
This man is representing their university, and not only that, is influencing the young men and women that are going there to attain a higher education. Then he tried to come back and he clarified.
Yeah, he clarified that it didn't help.
When the whites were massacred during the Haitian Revolution, that was a good thing indeed. What is wrong with this man? What is wrong with this man? Like, you're advocating violence and death. You know what?
According to the Drexel website, Chicharello Maher, I do love that he's hyphenated. Does anyone doubt that he looks exactly like Pajama Boy, I'm guessing, but with a Fidel Castro beard. This is what he's described as in the Drexel website. An expert and frequent media commentator on social movements, particularly in Latin America. Chicharello Maher also teaches, researches, and writes about race, racism, prisons, and policing in the U.S. and internationally, including how race is associated with suspicion and guilt. Okay. So take that and extrapolate it into, I'm hoping there's a genocide against white people.
If he actually understands what he teaches, he would understand that many of the problems throughout the world are not even based upon whites. You know, words escape me.
Oh, there's no, you're trying to apply logic to it.
Exactly. Like, I'm trying to sit here and get into some of the problems we've seen with tribal activity in Africa, with South American problems, the turbulence that have gone on within these governments, that totalitarian governments within China. I mean, we could go on and on and on.
So here's his intellectual statement that he gave to higher ed. On Christmas Eve, I sent a satirical tweet. It's always a joke when they get caught. A satirical tweet about an imaginary concept, white genocide. For those who haven't bothered to do the research, white genocide is an idea invented by white supremacists and used to denounce everything from interracial relationships to multicultural policies.
I think he believed it.
It's 8:50. I think he still does.
Exactly.
8:51 on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
As if you need one, here's another reason to get some exercise today. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Exercising as much as you're supposed to can cancel out the increased risk of death caused by drinking. That's according to a new study out of the UK. But how much exercise are we talking about? Well, the U.S. government says 150 minutes of moderate aerobic activity every week. Also, some form of strength training 2 days a week. Now, the researchers define hazardous drinking as 8 to 20 drinks a week for women and 12 to 28 drinks a week for men. There was a point at which exercise really didn't do any good, and that's when people started drinking at harmful levels. That was measured as 21 or more drinks a week for women and 29 drinks or more for men. But at that point, it's probably not a lack of exercise you should be worried about. You should be getting some serious help because you are likely an alcoholic. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
The Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award, presented by Nationwide, recognizes NFL players who have made a significant impact on both the game and in their communities, and is considered one of the league's most prestigious honors. Each NFL team nominates one player for the award, and three finalists will be announced on January 22nd, with the winner being announced at the NFL Honors Award Show on February 4th. To learn about the 32 players nominated for this year's award, visit NFL.com/Man of the Year.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and for years, you've heard me say that I'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station. Well, this year, in the spirit of the holidays, I've decided to prove it. If I can't meet or beat your same-day loan estimates on VA loans, I'll personally send you a crisp $100 bill as my gift to you. That's right. So if you think you're getting a great rate at another company, send me your same-day VA loan estimate, and if I can't meet or beat it, I'll give you $100. Rates are already moving up quickly, but it's not too late to get yourself some Christmas cash. At Cornerstone First, we also offer purchase loans, reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and conventional. This holiday season, let us give you the gift of knowing you got the best deal out there. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 13265, consumeraccess.org.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here comes Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, still 14th Street Northwest at Parkland Place. The accident investigation continues. All lanes are blocked. Police and the fire department on the scene. Your alternates, 13th Street, 16th Street, Newton Street, or Spring Road. A crash on 270 now, southbound, approaching Rockledge Drive. Police on the scene there. And in Capitol Heights, Hill Road, right near Central Avenue, there's a crash. Police and a tow truck on the scene. This traffic report brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can indeed help save the lives of up to three people. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit AmericanRedCrossBlood.org today. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some damp weather here on this Tuesday. If you are heading on back to work, maybe you had the day off yesterday for the holiday. Some scattered shower and thunderstorms greet us this morning, but some sunshine and drier weather this afternoon. Some gusty winds, 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
57 degrees right now at 8:56.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
If you're looking for huge savings on a new Ford commercial vehicle, your timing couldn't be better. Announcing commercial van season at your local Ford dealer. Now get a great offer plus a big tax break for your business when you buy a new Ford truck or van by December 31st. There's never been a better time to upgrade and save. Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back on a 2016 Transit XL van or lease for only $399 a month. Or get a 2016 Transit Connect XL van with up to $4,000 cash back or lease for just just $269 a month. Plus, deduct up to the entire purchase cost on your 2016 tax return. Tax guidelines based on IRS 179. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Commercial Lease. Taxes, title, and license fees extra. Lease payment may vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/16. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Visit buyfordnow.com and see your local Ford dealer today.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
This New Year's, make the resolution to earn your degree and build a better future. Our 90-plus programs and specializations can help build the skills and confidence you need to succeed. Spring classes start soon. For a resolution worth keeping, it has to be UMUC. Visit umuc.edu/radio.
Business owners, pay attention to this important message. Silver Rock Funding has access to millions of dollars in private investor capital to lend to established businesses. Do you own a business and need cash? Our investors are looking beyond credit scores to find you funds to help you grow. If you own an existing business and have been making at least $10,000 a month, then grab a pen or call right now from your cell phone, 800-688-1354. That's 800-688-1354. Call Silver Rock Funding at 800-688-1354. That's 800-688-1354.
What a fun morning it's been with you, Jesse Jane Duff. Will you come back tomorrow?
Please? I will, because it's always fun with me.
There you go. Jesse Jane will be sitting in for Brian Wilson tomorrow. We'll also be joined by the one and only Sheriff David Clark.
That's exciting.
It is exciting. He's great. Love him. And it's his first time on our program, and he's rumored to be part of the Trump administration. Steve Malzberg is next. Steve, how's it going there, buddy?
Good, good. Merry Christmas to everybody. And Christmas in Chicago, 48 shot, 11 dead.